This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurt's 24-Hour Towing and Machine Shop in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
All right, Tobinat, thank you so much. And it is a big day of high school playoff football around the state. And we've got a big matchup coming up this afternoon at 1:45 on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, as the Cavvies are traveling to Casey Westfield to take on the Warriors. And Chad Easterday, good enough to join us on the phone right now. Chad, just real quick, give us the temperature of your club as you get set to depart.
I think the level of excitement, I think, is just, you know, really, really cool. I think it's an atmosphere that we are been looking forward to. And, you know, there's only 16 teams left, and that's what I've been telling the kids all week.
Chad, it's kind of funny how sports works out, but your senior class is kind of coming full circle here, as you just went to Casey 2 years ago when they were sophomores.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago we went there maybe with a true underdog approach, thinking, man, we really hope to keep this close, and if good things happen, we might be able to pull one out. And, you know, that's definitely not been the mood around here this week at all. You know, very focused on winning and putting out a good product. And, you know, I hope we can do that today. I hope the kids can follow through, and we can do that.
Chad, we were visiting here a little bit before we went on the air, and I made the comment, I thought this might be one of your best shots, because it looks like your ball club this year through and through is a little solider than you have been before.
Yeah, I think that's a correct statement. I think those are obviously the two running backs were sophomores 2 years ago, was their first playoff experience, and did a wonderful job to end up in the second round as sophomores. So, you know, Alex Benty did a great job leading that. But in terms of position for position and overall, we definitely have more things going in our favor this year than we did 2 years ago.
Chad, when you get into these single elimination playoff situations, as you know, little mistakes can wind up being big issues in the ball game. So I would imagine the start for your club today is so critical.
Yeah, and we've talked about that all week, and that has not been our strong suit. You know, we've been up and down with that throughout the season. Thank goodness last week we got off to a great start and against Litchfield. But, you know, Southwestern, we were slow out of the gate. The week before that, with Gillespie, we were slow out of the gate again. So we've talked about all those things, and when you get in the second round and of the playoffs, you know, 2 years ago, I've emphasized, we've shown this clip all week, it's 7-0. We had fumbled once and had a blocked punt. And, you know, you don't do those things in the second round of the playoffs, not if you're wanting to go to the third round. And that's kind of been our emphasis all week. And, you know, you have to be perfect. You have to be perfect in every aspect of the game. And, you know, we definitely are the underdog today, but not as much as we've been before.
Well, I'm not real sure that you could be considered the underdog. I'll be honest with you, Chad. I think you stand an excellent chance of competing with the guys and coming out with a victory against Casey Westfield. I think your team has been solid up and down the whole year. You've stayed relatively healthy, and you know the kids that certainly with Job stepping in at quarterback. You know, he's not just a sophomore anymore. He's a varsity player. You've got so many positives going for the Cavaliers right now.
Yeah, you're right. But as you look at record, 10-0, 9-1, you know, I guess that's what you
But actually, everybody's 0-0 going into this game, because it doesn't make any difference.
They're exactly right, Terry, and I think the one aspect that people may not realize today is everybody knows how good Brendan and Corey are in our offensive line, and I think, you know, a play or two in the passing game, a play or two in the special teams game could be the difference in a win or loss, and I think that we may hold the edge in that. In terms of that. So as long as the atmosphere and we stay positive, good things will happen today.
Well, Terry, does WSMI happen coming in Casey?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Chad, with that in mind, surely we're not being heard in Casey. I would think that since everybody and the brother knows about Stewart and Farnetti, that maybe a little hard play action might be what the doctor ordered early.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think the difference is that, and, you know, as a coaching staff, we try to be just as critical on ourselves as we are on our players. A couple years ago, maybe not a balanced game plan, and we have had a balanced game plan all season. That being said, we have not had to use that game plan as much as we maybe thought we had to because of Brennan and Corey's success. I hope that's well put enough. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we practice that stuff religiously. We work it religiously. And I think you see it in glimpses, but it's one of those things that doesn't have to come out because of their God-given athletic ability. And, there is something that I don't know that they may not be prepared for and ready for. So, because when you look at us, we do look one-dimensional. And we are the farthest thing from one-dimensional that I've had around here in quite some time.
Too many weapons. Got lots of weapons there.
We do. We have lots of weapons there. And, as I told those guys, we're not leaving anything in the bag today. And I think that was something that we did 2 years ago. And we're not going to make that mistake again. We're going to lay it all out there. And good things will come our way. And I think we'll come away with the victory.
Chad, Casey Westfield's got a nice weapon at the quarterback position, kind of a dual threat of run and pass. Just the challenges that the dual threat quarterback presents for you.
Somebody asked me who they're like in our conference, or in our old conference. They'd be just like Marquette. They run the triple option, the rocket play, and when you have to defend all three phases, you have to be very disciplined as a football team, and I think that is what gives them their success. And their quarterback's basically a running back, and we'll have to be pretty good on defense to keep him corralled. You won't keep him corralled. It's the very conversation we had with Staunton. You keep him boxed in, they're going to score a few points, and we're going to score a few points. So it'll come down to possessions. It'll come down to maybe one or two critical stops in a key situation.
And special teams, which you have to have the advantage in, I would think.
I would think, Terry, we do. I mean, he's been pretty good all year. He's hit a few field goals this year, what he hadn't done in years past. So I think his confidence level is up there, and he's healthy. And, we're all healthy, so we're really looking forward to it. We got the Cavallo bus here. We're going to load in about 20 minutes. And, it's as you and I talked before, the great thing about football is not everybody gets in.
That's right.
The last two weeks have really, really been special. And I told the kids, please enjoy them. You've earned it. Those are things in life that you earn. And we're just happy to be along. And hopefully, God willing, we'll have another one next week. So.
And that is the great thing about the football playoffs. You get into the second round, you get to take the charter bus, a nice trip across the state. That's just fun, not only for kids, but for adults as well.
You know, that's what I've said. I mean, us having to play Arthur, Casey, it was kind of cool for our coaching staff. We played someone we didn't know. And now we're playing someone who we have a little history with, but still has a new offensive coordinator and those types of things. I think that's kind of what the playoffs is supposed to always be about. And we've definitely enjoyed the last 2 weeks and hopefully looking forward to a third.
Absolutely. Well, Chad, the best of luck this afternoon against the Casey Westfield Warriors. I know you guys will be shoving off here in about 15 minutes, and hopefully the Collinville Square is jam-packed with Cavvy supporters to send you guys off.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Chad.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, and guys, you could hear it.
A little excited?
Excited and confident.
Well,
they are going there to win.
Yeah.
And you want that in your coach. You want your coach to be excited, and you want him to have the attitude you're going to win, and that rubs off on the players.
Playing to win instead of playing not to lose. And,
absolutely.
You know, and a lot of that comes with just experience and with senior leadership.
And you get up – that's exactly right. And you get up to places in the postseason like a Casey Westfield, and sometimes
– it's a hostile environment.
It's a hostile environment. Sometimes they've got you beat when you get off the bus. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to be the case with the Cavaliers today because they were just there 2 years ago. So all the seniors on this team, they were on the sidelines, on the field 2 years ago. They remember that feeling, and they don't want it again.
They remember that feeling, and they remember that things went horrible.
Quickly.
Went terribly down the tubes early in the ball game, and they don't want a repeat of that. So, you got to really feel good about Carlinville's chance. I don't think they're the underdogs. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't think they're the underdogs. I think they've got a solid team, a team with many, many different weapons, and I think the Cavaliers are sitting in a good spot, to be honest with you, are in a good spot in the brackets here.
I agree with you, but they are the underdog because there has to be a favorite.
Well,
there has to be an underdog, and they're on the road and an undefeated team. So if this was like a college or professional game, they would not be favored to win. But with that said, they are
their attitude is that they're not an underdog.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But it's always nice to have that underdog mentality.
A little chip on your shoulder.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they've got that going in there today, no question about it. So very interesting game today for the Carlinville Cavaliers. Hopefully they can show up and play a good one.
Yeah.
I remember when Casey came to Staunton, because I believe they played Staunton right after.
It was the week after.
Yeah. Man, did they draw. They drew really well.
I mean, a football-crazed environment over
absolutely.
There.
I mean,
there'll be a big crowd. It'll be a big-time atmosphere. But I know that Carlinville is not going to be scared by the moment.
They will not be intimidated.
All the more important, the theory of Carlinville jump out early.
Yeah.
That's the you know, so many times, guys, we hear announcers say, and we hear baseball announcers say, we've got to get the fans back into the game. And if you take their fans out of the game early, that's a big point.
Absolutely.
It may not
sound
like much, but it's a big point.
And Carnival doesn't necessarily have to get a lead early. They need to come out defensively very solid and make sure they're not letting Casey Westfield just go up and down the field on them, because they've got a lot of talent, a lot of skill with a variety of different options to get it done. So Carlinville's defense in the first quarter, to me the first half of the first quarter is so important for the Cavies.
And here you have two teams steeped in football history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what a great second-round matchup for the high school playoffs with these two teams today.
Yeah,
it's great.
Household name for football, Carlinville and Casey Westfield. They've both been there a lot, and it's no new venture for them there, and I'm sure they'll both be there to play today.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have live coverage coming up at 1:45 this afternoon on our sister station, WAOX 105.3 The Ox. We'll also be streaming the ball game for you online at WSMIRadio.com. We need a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more following these messages.
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Law Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And at 9:19, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy for today. We'll have highs in the low 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies continuing on. Expect a low of around 30. Heading into tomorrow, heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies yet again. We'll have a high Sunday of around 50 degrees. At 9:20, we do have a temperature reading of 41 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Class 2A High School football playoff action as Carlinville travels to Casey Westfield. Hear the live broadcast beginning at 1:45 Saturday afternoon on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Brought to you by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Raymond, Farmersville, Carlinville, Chatham, and Rochester. Bishop Motors, family owned in Staunton and Litchfield. Kurtz 24-hour towing in Litchfield, 324-2400. And by the Dairy Queen in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Farming doesn't follow an 8 to 5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Back here on WSMI
Good
Sports.
Good advice, Uncle Ralph.
Sometimes it just works out.
That's right.
Believe me, he could have said a lot worse things coming back here from a break. Welcome back to Sports Saturday. Fighting Illini football coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They will be at The Ohio State University.
I was just going to say, leave no doubt in your mind I'm capable of saying a lot worse things.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever.
Our pregame warm-ups tell us that every week.
That's exactly right.
Our stretching exercises.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a big day of football around the state, obviously, with the second round of the playoffs. But, Terry, there's other IHSA state series events happening as well.
Absolutely. We have three young people involved in the state track or cross-country meet at Detweiler Park in Peoria. Colleen Madden from Carlinville, she's a freshman. Leah Viano, a junior from Carlinville. And Reed Ranella from Greenville, he's a junior. So they're all competing in the finals today as individuals at the Detweiler Park in Peoria. Also, the girls' volleyball super sectionals. of all the days to put volleyball super sectionals, IHSA did today. I don't know why they just didn't do it on Monday night. But anyway, in Class 2A, Pena is taking on Edwards County at St. Anthony High School in Effingham this afternoon at 4. Decatur St. Teresa plays Deer Creek Mackinac at 6 tonight at Riverton. In 1A, Edinburgh will take on Kansas. That'll be at Windsor. Mount Pulaski, who's a perennial powerhouse in girls volleyball, they will take on Schlarman out of Danville at Streeter. And at Valmeyer, the host school takes on St. Elmo in 1A super sectional play. In 3A, Columbia meets Jacksonville at Salem. And in 4A, it'll be Edwardsville taking on Lyle Bennett Academy, and they'll be playing that in Normal this afternoon. So still some volleyball to be played. And good luck to the Pena Lady Panthers representing the South Central Conference. They had a heck of a battle with Carlinville for the sectional championship. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, of course, football rules today, and a big second-round game coming up in Greenville this afternoon. It's the Comets will host Vienna Gorville, and joining us on the phone right now, the head coach of the Greenville Comets, Todd Hutchinson, good enough to give us a few minutes of his time. And, Hutch, always an exciting day when you're advancing in the postseason.
Well, it is, you know, and we've been very fortunate to have great kids. You know, it's been a really good run, and we're going to try to keep that thing going just by developing kids and getting in these types of games and extra weeks of practice. And it's a neat time for the community and for our kids and for our school. And, you know, we just want to go out and represent the best we can.
Coach, I was saying during the break, I wonder how many thousands and thousands of people are going to be at that football facility this afternoon.
Well, hopefully a lot. You know, last week the crowd was a little low, and I, you know, Vienna is not a real big town, and I don't know, but they're excited. This is their first time in the playoffs. They've only been a program for 4 years, so we're hoping this place is packed, and that just makes the atmosphere better. But whether there's one person or 1,000 people, we're certainly excited to go out and play some football today.
And, Hutch, even though it's just one playoff win a week ago, I would imagine with the squad you have, with everything you lost off last year's team, advancing to the second round of this year has to be maybe a little more special. I know they're all special, but that one last week had to be sweet.
Well, last week was a big win for our young kids, you know, and people ask, you know, what the best part of it is. It's all the best part, but, you know, just getting those extra weeks of preparation time in big games, and, you know, we've played basically 5 years in the last three with all the playoff games, and that just helps develop our kids and gets them in huge big game environments, and that stuff all carries over to the next season. So, you know, it was a big win for us against, I thought, a real quality AJ team, a team we had never beat before, and, you know, we're just happy to get a chance to play for another week.
And anytime you can beat one of those southern schools, that's a big-time win for the program.
It is, and I think just for the area, you know, those people don't think we play football down here, and then we beat them, and then they got to shoot their mouths off, and that's fine. We'll take what they give us, but it is nice to beat those people, and then we get another chance today against a quality Vienna team.
What do you know about them, Hutch?
Well, I know they're big. I know they're well-coached. You know, Coach Root's been there for as long as I've been, you know, been coaching, as long as I've been alive. So he's been around and seen a lot of football Alway from Harrisburg helps them, so they're well coached, and they're going to come out and be excited. So we've got to come out and play error-free football and just execute what we do.
And they are a co-op.
Yeah, with Gorville, a team that, you know, Gorville's a program that's a huge baseball and basketball school, but their skill guys are from Gorville, and they're hard-nosed kids, and it's, you know, they're going to be tough.
But you guys have represented the South Central Conference so well over really the last decade, but here it is, week two, and the two squads that finished 9-1 in the South Central, Carlinville and you guys, you're still standing.
Yeah, it's exciting, and we're happy for Carlinville. We're happy for all of our conference teams. You know, we battle on Friday nights, but certainly as a coaching staff, I know we do. I don't know how other people feel, but we certainly root for our conference teams and hope that they do well in the postseason. We're excited for Carlinville, and we'd love to see them up in 4 weeks in the 2A, and we'd love to be in the 3A, but we both have a lot of work to take care of between now and then, and we're excited to get that opportunity.
And Hutch, looks like outside of being a little chilly if you're sitting on the sidelines, weather-wise, it's going to be a pretty good day.
Well, I hope so. You know, we'll play in the rain if we have to because we don't have much of a choice, but we'd certainly certainly like it not to rain, and it is a little chilly, but, you know, if you knock the wind down and keep the rain away, we're going to do the best we can, and we certainly know we have Cameron Walter to hand it off to if we need to as much as we can, and we're excited about that. So, you know, weather-wise, we're going to take what they give us and just play as hard as we can.
And Cameron Walter will never turn down an opportunity to run the ball, will he?
He'll never turn down an opportunity, but you know what? He's the most unselfish, great off-the-field and in-the-classroom kid you'd ever meet. As good a football player he is, he's a better kid, and that's what really means more to us than anything, and what a great teammate and leader he's been for this young group. And we're going to try to keep it going for these seniors, try to give them another week.
Hutch, of course, your only loss came to Carlinville. I think it was back in week three. But where have you seen the most improvement from your club since that loss?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Carlinville came in and really handed it to us. And I think what a great lesson. You hate to learn lessons that tough, but it was a tough lesson. But we did learn from it. You know, if you don't learn from it, it makes it even worse. But I think, our offensive line play has improved a ton. I think our defense has improved a ton. I think there's a lot of areas that improved. And I think just the team coming together is probably the biggest thing. Team chemistry is huge, and guys playing for each other and fighting together. And I think after that week, guys did a little soul-searching, and I thought that team just came together. And each week we've seen a little bit of improvement each time out.
Well, Hutch, you've been around sports your whole life. You coach other sports, and chemistry is important in baseball, basketball. But in football, it's almost a necessity.
Well, football to me, and I love them all. I'd coach anything if they'd let me, but football to me is the ultimate team game and the ultimate where you're just going to go fight for your teammate or you're going to fight with them. And if you fight with them, you're in trouble. If you fight for them, you got a chance. And I think you're right. It's a necessity if you're going to have success. And you know, if you want individual success, you got to have team success. And I think our guys have really bought into that, and I think they've carried that over from week to week.
Hutch, you made a point a while ago, and you said preparing for the future, and I think that's one thing as fans maybe sometimes we forget. Yeah, the kids are out there to play this football game today in round two, but as we play any sport, basketball, football, baseball, whatever, not only are you prepping this kid to be a good athlete, but you're also prepping him to do well in the future.
Well, we do. If we do it right, or at least we try to do it right, you're going to do that because, again, football can teach a lot of great life lessons also, and we really do emphasize doing it in the classroom. You got to get your grades to go on. You know, kids, we may have one or two kids play college football, but hopefully they're all going to go to college and do something. And we got to do things right off the field. So that's something we emphasize. Sometimes we take a hit for that, you know, with people blasting us thinking we emphasize that too much. But I don't think you can emphasize, you know, just giving life lessons too much. And that's what, you know, that's part of the deal, and that's part of the emphasis that we're always going to have on this.
Hutch, you're a class act. You see it in your squad every time you guys take the field. Thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning, and best of luck this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate it, you know, and you know, I think our coaching staff, I appreciate what you said, but our coaching staff is a class act. We got about 12 guys, and I wish I could name them all, but those guys really fight for our team and our community, and they're the reason this program goes along with our kids. So, hey, I appreciate all you guys' coverage. And let's Carlinville and Greenville go get a couple of wins today.
That's right.
Sounds good, Hutch. Thank you so much for your time. Great
and,
guy right there.
And Tim, you took the words out of my mouth. I was thinking about, you know, how fortunate we are in this area, and we've got class act people in all sports. And you know, we live in a good area, and we have good instructors, good teachers, and teachers are also coaches in many cases. So we are very fortunate to be where we are.
What I love about Todd Hutchinson in Greenville is if you just stepped out from underneath the rock and heard Hutch talk, you would have no idea that they've won as many football games as they have over the last 5 to 6 years. He's so grounded, and to me, that just permeates through his club.
Yeah,
and they have a unique program. Maybe unique's the wrong word, but at Greenville, coaches overlap from one sport to the other, and they work together, and you know, this has to be good.
To me, that's their secret, if it is even really a secret, because they don't try to hide it. Yeah. They've got that crossover with the coaching staff, like Todd Cantrell's on the staff. So as soon as the football season's over, bam, the kids that are playing basketball are right in to Coach Cantrell's camps, and they know exactly what to expect. And then when basketball's done, they roll into baseball season, and there's Hutch sitting waiting for him right there. So, yeah, to me, Uncle Ralph, I completely agree. That's an invaluable asset that they have at Greenville that you don't see at a lot of other schools.
Well, and you have a consistency attitude and expectations through the whole program when you have the same people involved from start to finish.
When you're dealing with high school kids, and Terry Uncle Ralph, you would know this better than I, but when a 16-year-old kid can have that stability from August all the way through May in all the sports that he plays, you can't put a price on that. You can't even really measure it. It's just something that over the course of time, like we see, it just shows up.
Well, and as I mentioned, they're educators. There's an expectation of doing well in class as well, no matter what school you go to. I mean, I don't care whether you're 1-8 or 8-1. You know, you're expected to carry your load in school, and spite of the fact that some people don't think that is the case. You know, there are expectations for student athletes, and we don't realize a lot of times the extra burden that's put upon them to become wise managers of their time in order to do the homework, do the classwork, in order to participate in extracurricular activities. There's an awful lot of time management that goes into that, and that goes back to life lessons, you know, how to handle life, you know, you're divvying up your time. What do you do at this point in time? What do you do later in the day? How do you put it all together so that you can be successful? So it's interesting. And we got great group of men and women who coach our athletes, our student athletes around the area. So.
Plus the fact that young man or that young lady, if he has a problem other than sports, he has someone to go to.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well,
everybody needs a friend.
And with both the coaches we talked to, Chad Easterday and Todd Hutchinson, you can just tell and you know that they care about the kids, and the kids trust them and are willing to listen to them.
There you go. Right there. Trust is the word. That you hit the nail on the head. There's an expectation of success because there's an expectation of trust.
Yes.
You know, we trust these guys because they've proven that they've been successful. They prove it year in and year out. And so we're going to follow that and see where it leads us.
If a kid trusts his coach in his inner core, whenever Chad brings up the tape from 2 years ago and shows it to him, they believe it. You know, it's not he's trying to tear us down. He's building us up.
Sure. You learn more from your errors than you do from your successes.
Absolutely. But if a coach is screaming and just yelling like a crazed person and just tearing you down all the time, and then he shows you some of your failures from years past, it's almost like he's piling on.
Yeah.
But when he's building all the time and he shows you something like that, it's just another block on the step up.
Educated. Education.
Yes.
I would extend it further. I'd say parents, too. Because the parents have got to trust the coach, too, or else the kids won't go out. You got to have I would extend it just a little bit.
And believe me, Tobin, you touched on a point there. Believe me, in today's world, young people, it takes a special effort to get them to go out and spend the time and the effort that you have to spend to be successful in sports. There's a lot of them just say, "Nah, I'm not going to mess with it," you know?
You make the commitment for a year long.
It's easy to understand, but you have to have that person that wants to get you involved and makes you want to get involved.
You can't make somebody run steps in July. You can't make them do it. Either they want to do it or they don't.
Well,
you can't
know.
Force them.
We had a coach made.
Well, I guess you could force him, yeah.
Hey, other than that, or he had other plans.
Right. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. So a couple of big games in the South Central Conference this afternoon, or with South Central teams, I should say. Carlinville at KZ Westfield. Greenville will host Vienna Gorville. Both games set to kick at 2 o'clock. We'll have the Carlinville game live on WAOX 105.3 The Ox at 1:45.
And some other two-way matchups, Tim, in the same bracket that Carlinville's in. Right above them, it's Althoff taking on Athens at 2 this afternoon. That game will be at Athens. Camp Point Central plays at home against Cerro Gordo, and Bismarck Henning entertains DuCoin. So a very, a lot of Southern Illinois flavor in that.
Yes, and with Althoff there waiting, looming, they're the example of the reverse multiplier or lack thereof, and that's a new IHSA rule. I think this might be the first year for football that it's
might have been for football. It has been done in other sports before. I know it's been done in soccer before, where you weren't successful based on your record, and then they did away with the multiplier. So, Althoff is certainly sitting pretty as far as their classification.
They've been in 4A or 5A basically every year that they've had football program, and now here they are in 2A, and they haven't won. I think if you haven't won a playoff game in 5 years, something like that,
yeah. We'd have to dig into the terms and conditions, and I haven't done that. But but that's the basic premise. If you lack success, they're going to knock the multiplier out.
For private schools only. So a public school, if you stink for a long period of time,
you're just stuck.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
You're going to keep stinking.
You're going to keep stinking until the cows come
home. Which brings up another point, which we could devote 2 hours to, and we won't do that right now. But that's the other side of the coin, which has, quite frankly, me scratching my head going, like, what in the world? But anyway.
Well.
It's done to prevent lawsuits and prevent the General Assembly of the State of Illinois from getting involved in the IHSA. That is the bottom line, folks. The IHSA is a standalone entity run by member schools. And the General Assembly wants to get involved and stick their nose in things. And they've got enough to worry about. Let's be honest.
There's something else, too. Like a man on Saturday once said.
Yeah.
I think it's called M-O-N-E-Y.
I think that's it. That's it right there.
That's it. Money talks.
That's
right.
And something else walks.
We won't get into that.
Hey, in the other 3A matchups, along with the Greenville hosting Vienna game, Benton is at Carterville today.
Be a good one.
Yeah. Pleasant Plains plays at Tolono Unity. A couple of good matchups there. And Williamsville is at Monticello. So the Sages are going to have their hands full with Williamsville and the Bullets. So
the Bullets are pretty forceful.
Yes, they are. In 1A matchups today, Sidell Jamaica plays at Carrollton, Villa Grove's at Moroa Forsyth, and Triopia plays at Central A&M. In 4A, Charleston is at Rochester tonight at 6. Columbia plays at Harrisburg this afternoon, and only East Richland at Alton Marquette this afternoon. In 5A play, Glenwood's at Jerseyville. Boy, what a great year Jerseyville's
had. How about that, huh?
Isn't that great? 10-0 Jerseyville right now. And Sacred Heart Griffin is at Jacksonville. Edwardsville beat East St. Louis last night, 21-18, in one of the few Friday night second-round games. And O'Fallon is at home to LaGrange Lions at 7:30 tonight. So there's your high school football playoff matchups for the central part of the state. So
yeah, it's down to the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Yeah.
We talk about Greenville and the amount of people to be there. I was watching this morning when they was giving the scores in the St. Louis area, and they said there was over 5,000 people in Edwardsville last night to see that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I believe it.
East St. Louis and Edwardsville? Yeah.
I'll be very interested to see how many Cavvy fans make the trek to Casey. They'll have a good amount of people
there. Well, I tell you what, the thing, you know, and since the girls' volleyball team was beaten in the championship game of the sectional, there would be some volleyball fans taken away by the super sectional appearance this afternoon had that been the case. Everybody's going to Casey now.
That's right.
So.
And the Carlinville volleyball team beat Casey Westfield. Was it in the sectional final?
Yes. Semis.
Semis.
Semis, yeah. Yeah, sectional semifinal, yeah. So, but anyway, there should be a terrific crowd on hand for both Greenville at home and Carlinville at KZ Westfield this afternoon. So.
Now, Carlinville wins today. Are they home or away?
Depends who wins the other game. I think they go to Belleville, and they would host, Athens. I think that's how it would shake out.
Yeah, yeah. And Greenville would be They would be on the road either way.
Okay.
Because they were at home.
Unless there's been no upsets. If the team they're playing had two home games and they are properly seeded, they would be
true.
At home. If there's no upsets, the one seed never has to leave. It's when you get the upset.
That's right.
Where it's confusing.
Yeah, very confusing.
It's just confusing.
Well, the thing of it is you have to wait till the games are done and then look back on who was home the previous week and the week before that.
Right.
So, it's, you know, there's a system to it. And it's probably the most fair system the IHSA could come up with as far as making sure everybody gets an opportunity to host a playoff game. Personally, I think the higher seeds should be at home until lose. But that's just me.
It's an old argument. It's been rehashed, and it's not going to change. But my opinion is basically the same as yours, Terry. To me, you shouldn't be guaranteed a home playoff game.
Right.
You made the playoffs.
Right.
That's your prize.
If
you made the playoffs. Like Williamsville.
Yeah.
They've dominated all year, and now they have to go on the road for a second-round playoff game.
Yeah.
Why? Because the team they're playing didn't have a home game?
Well,
to me, you reward the teams that played the best during the regular season.
The higher seeds stay home.
Absolutely.
Yep. So,
well, you've seen this in the baseball playoffs. Cardinals and the Wild team, they open up the playoffs at home.
Right. Well, but that's the foul pole syndrome.
Yeah, that's major baseball.
True.
That's the foul pole syndrome. That's a whole other different ballerwick there.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
And with the eye, just in the end, it probably all evens out.
Sure.
It really does. But if you just look at it case by case, you think, is that really the best way? But at the end of the day, it all works
and
out.
And in all fairness to the IHSA, they want to make sure as many different schools enjoy the hosting of a playoff game.
And
because it is very special.
It is.
It is very, very special.
And it may be very seldom in some cases.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's
and
true.
From that perspective, I've got no problem
you're
with
right,
it. But when you're the undefeated team and the number one seed, it's a tough pill to swallow when you're hitting the road for a second round playoff.
But you know
game.
What? I don't think teams even think about it anymore.
Probably not.
It's just, you know, that's just the way it is. And if we win the one game, we may be on the road the next, and no big deal. We're going to go play. So.
Or we may be on the road both of them.
Yeah.
You know.
But doesn't it seem, when's the last time the Comets played a road playoff game? They seem to be at home every week in the postseason.
The year that they didn't have a home field.
Well, yeah,
that was probably the
last.
That's right. But that's the beauty of being a number one seed, and it just seems to work out to where there's not a lot of upsets on Greenville's side of the bracket, so they always wind up having the home playoff game.
Well, to illustrate a little bit on that, the year Greenville didn't have a team, they played on everybody else's field, and they won every game.
Won every game.
Yeah.
So? Well, we've talked about it before. To me, that was the defining moment for the Greenville program. I think that made the kids in the program realize we are good, and it made teams around the area think,
oh, wow,
they are good. And the rest is kind of history, so to speak, when you can run the table without a home game.
Well, you know, it comes down to the fact that you just put that part of it out of your mind. Right. We're going to go play football.
Well,
if the field's 120 yards long, 53 yards wide, doesn't make any difference. You know, we're going to go play football.
And that's just it. When you're Carlinville today and you step on the field at Casey, you're not at Casey.
Yeah.
You're on a football field.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So
there are sports where the home field advantage is much greater than football. I just really never felt in football it was a real great home advantage. Theoretically, in your mind, it may be. But once you step on that field and the whistle blows,
it's like the great scene from Hoosiers whenever Gene Hackman gives out the tape measure and tells him the rim's still 10 feet
high.
I was
just thinking about that. So, still 10 feet high,
boys. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yep.
So, should be a fun day of football around the state. As good luck to Carlinville and Greenville in the second round. We need a break. More Sports Saturday right after this.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, and you can be sure grandma will set her holiday table with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. A dab of Prairie Farms butter on the vegetables or spread on homemade rolls. The pumpkin pie has to be topped with Prairie Farms whipped cream, and Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese and sour cream make grandma's best recipes even better. For vitamin C, choose 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice and taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
When Andy Menard decided to run for state senator, he didn't have to find out what we're thinking. He already knew. Andy Menard grew up here. He chose to stay and raise his family here. Andy's always been one of us. Andy Menard knows how important coal is to our communities because his friends and neighbors work in the mines. And like us, Andy believes the rights of gun owners need to be protected. As county board chairman, Andy refused a pension and balanced the Macoupin County budget by cutting the number of politicians and their pay. Common sense solutions, just the way Andy's grandparents taught him on the farm. Nope, Andy didn't need somebody to tell him what we think. He's done pretty well by listening to us all along. For too long, Springfield's worked for big money and big corporations. But Andy Menard will always work for us, because he is one of us.
Paid for by friends of Andy Menard.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect highs in the low 50s. Partly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. We'll have a low of around 30. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 50 degrees. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 42 degrees. Don't forget, tonight, move your clocks back. We gain an hour of sleep. That goes into effect at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So don't forget, before you retire tonight, reset those clocks and move them an hour back. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:48, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Uncle Ralph, and Jerry Tote.
Tobinat, thank you so much. Back on Sports Saturday, of course, a big day of playoff football. Carlinville at KZ Westfield coming up at 1:45 with live coverage on our sister station, WAOX 105.3. The Ox also streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And Terry, even though we're right smack dab in the middle of the high school football playoffs, believe it or not, coming up a week from Election Day,
yeah,
we're going to have high school basketball,
yes,
on the radio.
We're going to have Illini basketball on Friday, November 9th, as the Illini host Colgate. And then the following Tuesday on the 13th, our traditional Litchfield-Nokomis girls high school basketball opener. It's almost here.
It's upon us.
It is upon us. So.
And here will be the Litchfield girls who won the state in the 8th grade. They'll be sophomores this time,
sophomores,
and
yeah.
see what they're up to.
Well, I think we're going to see, without overstating anything, I think we're going to see some decent basketball around the area this year, both boys and girls, to be honest with you. But so, because we've had so much youth here the last couple of years.
There's going to be a lot of parity on the girls' side, I think, because, Litchfield's going to be, should be, good. Hillsboro's going to be pretty good, and some of the other teams that I don't know too much about.
Well, I'm interested to see how Nokomis, because Nokomis really was playing good basketball at the end of last year, and they got a lot coming back.
Yeah, and you got to remember the Southwestern girls, who were eighth graders, that finished second in the state. They're going to be involved in Woolley's program. You just move up from the junior high to the high school program for Coach Woolley, and so that's another aspect. And then you've got North Mac looming there that seems to have really made a name for himself in Macoupin County as far as the basketball programs are concerned. So I think we're in for an interesting year of high school basketball around the area. So,
of course,
really looking forward to it.
The Gillespie Miners bringing a lot of talent back as
well. Yes, Gillespie Miners, the girls' basketball team, a very talented group of gals. They lost some people, but they also have a good core group. I think Mont Olive is a team you're going to have to watch for girls' basketball that might be better than a lot of people think. So, and Lady Cavaliers are going to be much improved as well, just by virtue of their year older.
Dealt with some injuries last year. Think Talisha Scott back from a knee injury, so that'll certainly help.
So I think we're going to have some terrific matchups this year, and it should be a lot of fun anxious to get the season started. I'm always anxious for basketball.
Oh, absolutely, so. If Carlinville could just get a coach, they can maybe do some things.
Yeah.
They could be movers and shakers.
Yeah.
If only.
You may call him.
If only.
I can call him for you.
Oh, he's probably going to call back.
That's all right. He's probably buried in some sort of mathematical equation right now, figuring the miles per gallon the Cavallo bus is going to get on the way to KZ Westfield.
Yeah. He's on his way to football game.
Coach Deneve always loves it when Tim Mize walks into the gymnasium.
Oh, he loves it.
He goes,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. That guy again. We kid Darren because we love him.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to we have such a great group of people to work with. I mean, one of the fun things about our job, no matter whether it's sports or just being in radio in general, we get to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of really neat people. And you know, that's part of the job I like. And we get to meet people and deal with them professionally, and it's great.
And so. We talked about the football coaches that we have in the South Central, and we got some pretty doggone good girls and boys basketball coaches, too.
And they're always so good to us, Terry. I mean, every time we show up to these ball games, they give us everything we need. They may not like to do it, but they never let us know about it.
For instance, take at Hillsborough this time, we got Coach Tietken and Coach Allen, who have been good friends for years, but they've also had some classic battles as coaches. Mm-hmm. Now they're on the same side.
And to me, that is maybe the most interesting storyline locally, at least for me, heading into the girls' basketball season, is Bob Allen, of course, the longtime head coach at Litchfield, now assisting Brett Tietken at Hillsborough. So, I mean, you talk about an experienced coaching staff that has seen about every possible scenario there is in the game of basketball.
And they're both young guys, relatively young guys. I mean, they're just, you know.
And I tell you what, Terry remembers, but Brett Tietken was one tough basketball player.
He was a heck of a ball player.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he played on the Assembly Hall floor, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get much better than that.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. So it's just around the corner. We knew. I'm still shocked on how fast the football season flies by. It's only 9 weeks, and I guess it's just the anticipation after a summer, being off, and the year flies by, and gosh, we're into the second week of the playoffs already. This is incredible.
Well, the football season goes so fast, but then as I sit here today and try to think back to like week one. Seems so long ago.
The season went
fast, but like the opening week, the kickoff week of the high school football might as well have been last year.
Well, the thing of it is, it's only been 9 games or 10 games now, but it was 10 weeks ago.
Right.
So perspective, when you put it into the 70 days versus just 10 games, it's a whole lot different look at it. So,
Terry, ironically enough, Italian American Days is next week, so we're already at Theron.
Oh God.
Oh, wait a minute. They're setting up for Old Settlers now, too. So.
It's a never-ending battle.
On and on it goes.
On and on it goes. That's right. So, and we will have our full complement of high school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. And Fighting Illini basketball, too. Interesting to see what the Illini are going to do with new head coach John Gross. And we'll have the first of his programs coming up in December, the first Monday night. He'll be on Monday nights in December. So we'll see what the Illini have this year with the departure of Bruce Weber. And you know, it seems so much that the Illini got bogged down with Coach Weber as far as their offense was concerned. They just never could get, they'd used up half the shot clock before they ever got to the point. So,
yeah, absolutely. I have no idea how many games Illinois ever win. No clue. But they're going to be fun to watch. That I'm pretty much
I tend to think that's – yeah, I tend to think there's going to be – there are some tremendous athletes on that team, and they're going to try and utilize every bit of talent, every bit of strength that they have. So that means getting up and down the floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The bigger question is, what are the Illini going to do this afternoon?
Get destroyed?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, they could be destroyed, but, they tend to play very well at Ohio State. And there's no rhyme nor reason for it. It's the foul pole syndrome in football, I guess, if you want to call it that. They beat Ohio State when they're not supposed to beat Ohio State. They compete with Ohio State when they're not supposed to compete with Ohio State. Now, saying that, they may go in and be destroyed by 65 points today. But don't be shocked if they're within a touchdown late in the ball game.
Some schools just play other schools well, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. You can't make any sense of it, but it just seems to happen that way. Of course, the year Illinois went to the Rose Bowl,
they beat them at Ohio State.
Yep.
See, that's a place I would love to go see a game at. There's like certain sports bucket lists that you The Big House in Michigan would be a fun place. I would love to see a game there. But there's something about Ohio State and that stadium there.
It's called cable TV, Tobe.
That's right.
You can see it everywhere.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
The comfort of my couch.
Yeah.
Great seat.
Hey, don't have to stand in line to use the restroom.
That's exactly
right. I need something to do. I don't have hockey this year right now. So. Yeah.
That's true, and you're not going to have it for a good long while.
I tell you what, you talk about a league shooting itself in the foot.
What are they doing?
I have
what
no
are they
idea.
Doing?
You know, after that last lockout, you thought, well, they're going to come to their senses. There's probably plenty of money for everybody. They were just making strides with these Winter Classics to try to get themselves back into position to be a good, strong league, maybe get some TV exposure, and all of a sudden this comes along.
What has professional sports come to when Major League Baseball is the standard bearer for labor peace?
Yeah.
What has happened?
Yeah.
Well,
the Mayans must have been right.
I
goodness gracious.
They had so much momentum, I thought maybe they can get something worked out. Then all of a sudden, the Players Association brought in Donald Fear, and I'm like, oh, crap, here we go again.
The thing of it is, there was a substantial slashing of salaries for the players, according to the owners, what the owners have offered. And, you know, that's never going to
work.
That's just...
It's all money.
It's
all money, plain and simple.
The thing that happens, what people may not realize is when you go without hockey, sports fans tend to
move on.
Something else, to college basketball or the NBA or whatever, and it's tough sometimes to win them back. I mean, when baseball had its labor stoppage, NASCAR
took time.
Stepped in.
Right. Absolutely. And it always amazes me, especially with hockey. They just went through this, as you said.
Yeah.
So how they cannot see the big picture and the damage they're doing to their sport for the long haul. They are being so short-sighted, and it's greed is all it is. It's just plain and simple. Nobody wants to take their hands
but
off
Tim,
the money.
But, Tim, you pointed out that it's, you know, when Bud Selig is the guru of labor peace.
Oh, boy, Bud.
You got to tip your hat to him. He's kept the peace. And why don't these guys talk to Bud?
I don't know.
Yeah. Say, hey, how did you guys do this?
He's kept his guys on the field.
Record money for TV, record money for playoff appearances. I mean, bigger crowds.
Yeah.
Baseball has – the ball is rolling on baseball.
I don't know how Gary Bettman doesn't get fired after this gets over.
Oh, he should after this.
They should fire him right now. They should fire him right now.
Well, this is the man
– get him out.
This is the man that nominated himself for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Is that illegal? Can you do that?
He did.
It's hard to believe Scott Trade only had
nominated himself for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It's sad the Scott Trade Center has only had two sellouts this year, and that's for Justin Bieber and Madonna. That's it.
The Biebs.
That, we're run out of time.
What a way!
I know who Madonna is. She's still living, right?
Yeah,
she was just in St. Louis.
I saw parts of her on television.
I heard about that.
She had an 8 o'clock show, and her first song didn't start till 10:30.
Yeah, she's running a little bit late.
Yeah. Contract negotiation.
That's right. We want to thank Chad Easterday and Todd Hutchinson for joining us here on Sports Saturday. Carlinville at KZ Westfield live at 1:45 this afternoon on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. The Fighting Illini at Ohio State. We'll have that live at 2 o'clock this afternoon here on FM 106. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. That is it. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.